So, Merry Christmas to all of you. Tonight, I'm going to do something I've never done before. If you're here tonight and you're expecting like a special Christmas service, that's tomorrow at New Hope. So, you're going to have to bear with me tonight as I do something really special for my little kids. I like all the little kids to come on up here on the stage with me and sit down right here because I got presents for you. Yeah, so you come sit down by me, okay? And I'm going to sit down by you guys. There we go. How are you guys doing, huh? I've been looking forward to this all week. Like I was out hunting all day yesterday for special stuff. You sit down. Okay, just don't trip over the cords. So are you guys all ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to know how special you are to me. Do you know I pray for you guys every single day? I pray for you, and I pray for your mom, and I pray for your dad every single day. And I think the world of you guys. I see you up here every week. You sing and you sing. And I got to tell you, we got the best kids in the world at The Rock. You guys are just something special. And I mean that very much. So I was out trying to figure out what in the world could I get for little boys and little girls. So, we're going to go with the little girls first. Now, here's what you got to do, okay? You can't, I got to grab something here first, okay? You can't open these until everybody gets one, okay? Can you do that for me? Okay, so we're going to do little girls first. See, you got the pretty red bag here? So, little girls are first. So, you little girls come on up here, and I'll give you each one, okay? All right, so there's one for you. And there's one for you. And I got one for everyone, I promise. I bought a bunch of them. Okay, so don't open it yet. There's one for you. Okay, I need my little girls first. Okay. Hello, sweetheart. Go sit over there. That's my granddaughter right there. I said, do we get all the girls? Okay, is that all my girls? Okay, so now, all my fellas, all right? So here come guys, all right? So now it's your turn, okay? See, because there's special girl ones and special boy ones. There you go. There we go. All right. Here you go, Buster. There we go. There we go. Okay, I don't want to miss anybody here now, okay? And I got this guy right back there. It's my grandson. I can't forget him. My other one. Oh, these are my grandchildren right here. You guys didn't know that, did you? So everybody's got one, right? Okay, so you got to sit down. Okay, so now you got to open it, okay? And just leave the paper there and we'll just put it in this bag later. So you try to rip it open. Grandma wrapped all of those for Grandpa, so we'll see what you got in there, okay? So I figured this was something all of you could use all the time. But I got to tell you something special about it, okay? So did you get it open? Yeah? So you can take that to bed with you or when all the power goes out at your house. But there's a reason that I gave this to you. Right? That's right. Okay, let's look for everybody out there. Is everybody out there? Okay. So Jesus is what? He's the light of the world, right? He's the light of the world. Now, you notice around Christmas time, everybody's driving around looking at lights, right? Lights? Okay, so now we all got to turn them off. So you got to push your little button. I know it's kind of hard for your little fingers. So you push your little button. You can turn the lights back down there, Mike, okay, because I had to do something special. So turn the lights down. Turn the light. Thank you very much. There we go. Okay, so did you know Christmas is about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus is the light of the world. But do you know what else Jesus said? You got to turn it off now because I'm going to teach you something. Okay? You got to turn them off. That's called no light. There we go. Excellent. Okay. So, you know what Jesus said? He said, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So, when you're kind to your little brother, guess what happens? Your light goes on. But when you're mean to your little brother and you say, "No, give me that, that's mine," your light goes off. When your mommy says to you, "Hey kids, it's time to get ready for supper," and you say, "Okay, Mom, we're coming right now," your light goes on. When you say, "Well, I don't want to, I want to play my game," your light goes off. How many of you are going to go see Grandma and Grandpa on Christmas? You going to go see some relatives? Huh? Okay. There. So when you say thank you to Grandma and Grandpa for the gifts they give you, you know what happens? Your light goes on. And you shine. But when you don't remember to say thank you, or when you're unkind, your light goes off. Do you understand that? Nothing is as powerful as a kind, obedient, thoughtful, well-mannered child. Did you know that? You kind of like this incredible light. So turn your lights on. See, lights all over the place because you're so kind. All right, you guys, turn them off, okay? Now, you can turn these lights up for me, Mike. So I just wanted you guys to know, you can turn the lights up there, Mike, a little more. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted you to know that I really love you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And I want you to remember to let your light shine, okay? So you keep track of these, put them in your pocket, or go out there and find your mom and dad and have them save it for you. Walk carefully, have a great night, okay? God bless you guys. You're welcome. God bless you. And for any of you other little kids out there that would like some, I have girl ones that are red and royal blue, and I have boy ones that are black and silver. You knew I'd have to go with black and silver, right? Since that's all I wear. Thank you very much, Scott. I'm serious. These little kids that we have here are they're very precious to me. And I tell you one of the reasons why, obviously because they're children, and all of us love children. But one of the unique things about The Rock, and for those that are new here tonight, you've not heard me say this, but The Rockers, they've heard me say this more than once. So The Rock officially started in a week. It will be 12 years ago. And so all these little children, I knew their parents when they were like 20 and 19. And a number of them came to know Jesus Christ personally through this church. They weren't married at the time. When we started The Rock, the only person married really was me and another guy. And we were the old guys. And I'm still the old guy. But it has been one of the greatest privileges of my life to watch young people at The Rock grow up right in front of my eyes. I mean, so many of them, their lives just so revolutionized by Jesus Christ. And then they got married. They found the love of their life here at The Rock. Almost every person that got married here at The Rock found their spouse at The Rock. And then they started having babies. I think last year we had 20. I think there's 20 new babies right now. And I'm pretty sure next year, well, I think there's already 10 that are starting to grow in mommy's tummy. So next year we'll have more. But it's been just a tremendous privilege for me to watch these young people grow. And their children are very precious to me. And I pray for them every single day. It's a very difficult world out there. There's a lot coming at their moms and dads and the children. And I'm just praying every single day that every single one of our Rock kids would come to know Jesus Christ, would learn to love Jesus Christ, and follow Him all the days of their life. I believe it's possible, and we're doing everything we can to help the parents succeed in that endeavor. I just have a small message that I want to share with you this evening. And I want to share a verse with you tonight in John chapter 8. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Obviously, my theme tonight is light. I gave the little children flashlights this evening. And the flashlights are symbolic, of course, of something much greater, something much more significant. They're symbolic, first of all, that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He's the only light. He is the spiritual light. He gives us moral light. We know truth through the light of Jesus Christ. And we are celebrating in this holiday season, the Christmas season, the birth of the light of the world, the birth of God's Son, of Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus came into the world, he was, as you know, not warmly received, at least as he grew. During the moments of his beginning, his life beginning, there were shepherds, there were angels, there were wise men, there was a star, and it was a wonderful and glorious thing, but it ended that night. And from that time on, Jesus' life was filled with challenges. His parents were not very wealthy. The Jews were an oppressed people by the greatest nation that had ruled the world almost, well, many, many hundreds of years, the Roman Empire. And as Jesus grew, his mother and father began to recognize there was something unique about this boy. And then we don't hear much about Jesus until he's 30 years old. And Jesus begins his public ministry. And he begins performing miracles. And tens of thousands of people witness these miracles. He raises the dead. He heals the sick. He makes the lame walk. He makes the blind see. He makes the deaf hear. He casts out demons. He teaches like no one before him. He multiplies a few loaves and fishes to feed thousands of people. But the Bible tells us something very interesting in John chapter 3. The Bible tells us, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love their darkness more than the light. And they would not come to the light. And here we see this beautiful God-man, Jesus Christ, who went everywhere in his life doing good. Jesus never did a bad thing all the days of his life. And yet, how did his life end? Brutally, mercilessly. The very people he came to save, the very Messiah of the Jews, they had him killed. The leaders. Not the whole entire nation, but the leaders themselves. And they turned him over to the Romans. And the Romans lashed him. And beat him mercilessly. Walked him through the streets carrying 300 or 400 pound cross. Jesus could barely walk. And he fell under the load. And then they nailed him to a cross. Today, Jesus is still the light of the world. And people are still rejecting the light. They're still walking away. But here's Jesus' promise. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. It has been my privilege for 36 years to know Christ. And all around me over these last 36 years, as I've been following Christ, understand that the Bible also tells us that God's Word is a light to our life. Jesus was the living Word. The Bible tells us in John 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word become flesh. Christ is God's light, and his light reveals truth and the Word of God. And here's something very interesting. God keeps his promise. And when you follow Jesus Christ, he brings tremendous light into your life, into your marriage, into your relationships, into your psyche, into your emotional strength, into your finances. I could go down the list of how God reveals his truth, light that others around you do not have. And they continue to walk in darkness, and their lives are broken. That's why we refer to so many families today, or so many young people, they grew up in a broken home. Technically, if we were going to be biblical, you know how we'd say it? They grew up with a lot of darkness. They grew up with a lot of darkness. Christmas. It's always interesting on Christmas. You know, families try to gather together. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to be with your family on Christmas. But for many of us, it's a reminder of a great tragedy. Because we get together with family that we wish could be close, but often isn't. We get to be family with family to celebrate joy to the world, goodwill to men, peace on earth, and there's no peace. There's no peace. There's animosity. There's unresolved hurts. There's a lack of forgiveness. There's selfishness that so often abounds around the Christmas dinner. Only Christ can change that. Christ can change that. Everything in my life, I owe to Christ. Everything in my life. I look at my own family, my extended family. On one side of the family, every relative has been divorced at least once. On one side of the family, the majority have either had severe drug or alcohol problems, multiple individuals in prison at various times in their life. The other side of the family is a twisted version of Christianity. And somehow, by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, my life turned out differently. And I want to humbly and honestly tell you why. Because Jesus became my light. Because God's word became my light and my life. And I learn, now as I look back, as I look at my four children and their marriages and their relationships, and I look at the children that they're now having, and I look at the way in which they're living their life, and I look at the joy that Christ has brought into our lives. It's because He is the light of the world, and He wants to be your light. He wants to be your light. I have seen God do extraordinary things in my wife's family. This was not a family that grew up focused on Christ. This was not a family that grew up centered on Christ. This was not a family that grew up knowing Christ. And my wife came to know Christ when she was 15. She went home and exclaimed the marvelous news to her family. And there was mostly just disinterested yawns that Christ had come into her life. Fast forward 5 years, my wife ends up on a college campus in Iowa. And she'd never gone to church. She didn't know any other Christians. But she knew something was missing in her life. And she found this group of Christians. And she began to get involved with the Christians. She began to read her Bible. She began to discover what living out the light of God was like. And about a year later, I met her. She and I fell in love. And we got married in 1979. That was 32 years ago. And all those years, we were praying for her family. Praying for her family. One brother, who used to sell drugs, came to know Jesus Christ. Now, we did not personally lead him, but we prayed for him. And someone else led him to Christ. And he, with his wife, began following Christ. And they raised their children to follow Jesus Christ, and they are today. Another brother of hers, who actually for a time sold drugs, came to Christ. And then his wife came to Christ. And then, 20 years later, the parents who refused to even come to our wedding, we had the opportunity to lead her father to Christ. The father and mother divorced. And about 4 years after that, he met a wonderful Christian woman. And he called me and asked if I would perform the ceremony. And here I was performing the ceremony of my wife's father, who would not attend our wedding because of Jesus Christ. Now he's following Jesus Christ. The mother who was so difficult to deal with, today I received an email from that same mother of a wonderful poem all about Jesus Christ. I've been getting forwards from her now for the last year. I think God is working in her life, and my wife has been praying for them. 32 years. Christ makes all the difference in the world. Without Christ, you have nothing. Do you understand that? Without Christ, you have nothing but darkness. Darkness in your soul, darkness in your mind, darkness in your life, darkness in your relationships. But Christ changes all of that. I watched him change my son, Jeremy's in-laws, Gretchen's family. Marvelous, miraculous things that God has done in a family that at one time there was so much difficulty. The extended family, there was so many difficulties for her mom and dad growing up. I mean, it was just so, so difficult. And she and Jeremy began to let their light shine, like I was sharing with the little kids today. They began to let their light shine. They began to treat them with respect and with kindness and praying for them and serving them however they could. Today, they both came to know Jesus Christ. They're following Jesus Christ and they passionately love their children and praying for the children. And it's Gretchen, I know, it just had been so moving to her to have a family that she dreamed of when she was little. God put it together and he's brought peace and healing and joy into an unbelievably difficult situation. Christ is still changing lives today, you see. He's still doing miracles today because he's still alive. He's still raising the spiritually dead. He's still healing the spiritually broken, the emotional dysfunction, and those that are hurting. Christ loves you. God loves you so much, you see, that he gave his son because he loves you. And I'd like you to bow your heads with me tonight. And we're going to close. But I want to give you the opportunity. If you do not know Jesus Christ personally, if you've never personally invited him to be your Savior, if you know in your heart, I do not have the light of God living inside of me. If you're not absolutely convinced that if tonight you laid down your head and in the morning you did not wake up, if you're not convinced you would go to heaven to be with Jesus Christ, then I want to give you the chance tonight to know him, to accept him. Jesus said, whoever believes in me, whoever receives me. You see, Christ is a little gift. Every one of those little children, they received the light because I offered it and they took it. Not one child refused it. They could have refused it. If they had, the light would have stayed in the bag. Jesus is the same way. God offers you his son. He offers you forgiveness. He offers you eternal life. He offers you his presence with you all the time. He'll never leave you or forsake you if you will only recognize and invite him into your heart. And say to him, God, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I recognize that I need you in my life. And I believe that you are the Son of God, that you are the Savior of the world, and I ask you to save me. If you pray that while I'm praying tonight, you don't have to pray it out loud. You pray it in your heart. As I close in prayer, God can hear every one of you as if you're the only one asking. The greatest gift that you could give yourself this Christmas certainly is not material, but it's the gift of life eternal from Jesus Christ if you just reach out and take it. Whoever receives him, he gives the right to become his child. Father, I just thank you tonight that you are working in the world today and that you are changing lives. I owe you, Lord, everything in my life, everything I have, everything I am, everything that I have for all eternity is because of you. And I ask you, Lord, tonight that you would touch each heart and each life that's here this evening. I pray, Lord, that this weekend, this Christmas would not pass without them knowing for sure that they know Jesus Christ and they would experience the light of God in their spirit, in their life, in their marriage, in their friendship, and throughout all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.